Krishna, his face compassionately reflecting the anguish of his young companion, understanding his torment, speaks gently. You grieve for those who are not worthy of your grief, although you speak of wisdom. The wise grieve neither for the living nor for the dead. There has never been a time when I was not, nor you, nor all here. There will not be a time after this when we shall cease being. Realize that that which pervades all cannot be destroyed. Nothing can vanquish this immutable force. O mighty armed, understand that this being that is perpetually born, perpetually dies, and do not grieve. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Ashocha Nanda Shocha Swam Pragyava Dancha Bhashati Gata Suna Gata Natve one that is born, death is a certainty, as birth is a certainty for the one that dies. Do not grieve for the unavoidable. O Partha, knowing that the self is indestructible, eternal, unchanging, how can one slay it or cause its destruction?
Ghatayati
Consider your duty. Being a Kshatriya, a warrior, you can achieve no greater glory than in fighting a necessary battle. The Kshatriyas are fortunate to be given the opportunity of war, O Partha, for in fighting it, the door of heaven opens for them. Prepare yourself to fight. By treating pleasure, pain, gain, loss, victory, and defeat on an equal basis. Your struggle is for righteousness. You commit no crime. Concentrate on karma yoga. Do what you must. Do not be swayed by the dictates of emotion. Ignore the ties that bind you to those you see before you. Keep your mind tranquil. Whether you succeed or fail, this is yoga. But if you walk away, leaving what must be done undone, you are failing in your purpose, your duty. To the divine. In doing so, you will throw off the trappings of both good and evil. Yoga is the conquest of mind. Strive towards it. Peace of mind, the calm of understanding, can come only by freeing yourself from desire and wanting, by forgetting the concept of possession, of mindness.
Sukrata Dushkrati.
But Arjuna is confused. Why is this man, the noblest among them, condoning and urging violent and senseless destruction whilst exhorting the virtues of peace and understanding? Krishna's lips curve in a smile as he senses Arjuna's hesitation and sees the conflicting thoughts mirrored on the frank countenance before him. Laying a hand on Arjuna's shoulder, he turns the young, distraught face towards him and exclaims, "The one who can control the mind's emotion and undertake action without attachment in the cause of duty is superior. Work is unavoidable. Neither physical nor mental life can be sustained without action. Do what is to be done without attachment. You will attain the height." Look up to greater ones and imitate them. If I would no longer work, the universe would be in chaos. I would be responsible for the collapse and the destruction of these beings. The great, the wise, should lift the minds of the ignorant out of the abyss of attachment to action. Embodying the spirit of Karma Yoga, the enlightened must set an example to those still struggling.
Yeah.
Krishna, standing before Arjuna, all his grace and dignity evident in every line, every contour of his face and body, asserts, I come incarnate, O Bharata, when righteousness is on the decline and unrighteousness rears its ugly head, breeding horror. Yada, yada.